Great leaders lead themselves first. Hey there, this is your spiritual alignment coach and mentor, Courtney Browning. Welcome to another episode of Unhindered Woman. Are you ready for some hashtag real talk that will inspire and serve you, my performance-driven Christian sisters? A conversation that will deepen and personalize your relationship with God by revising the routine scripts you've been taught about Christianity. This is not to be a replacement for professional counseling and or legal advice. Hey sis, grab your hot beverage of choice along with your journal and pen and let's get into it. The greatest leader that will ever exist was an example of great leaders lead themselves first, Jesus Christ. You notice that when we look at Jesus's life from when he was a child, even as a child, when he was in the synagogue and he was with the Father, learning of the Father, he was practicing leading himself first before he would go out to lead others. What a great example for us. I personally, I recognize this in just what I do as a coach. Wherever it is that I am not willing to go or do, I am not able to example or lead anyone else in that same place or in that same action. And so, gosh, I'm reminded of something years and years and years ago where I was going to see a particular specialist, and they were a huge, huge, huge blessing in my life to overcome fibromyalgia. And I remember being asked by a close loved one, hey, what are your thoughts on when you go to see a particular specialist and you can see that they themselves are not an example of what it is that they specialize in? Do you think that they're impactful? Do you think that they are able to influence? Do you think that they are trusted in what they're doing? And that made me ponder. Me personally, in that chapter of my life, when I was being asked that question, I was so desperate, I really wasn't caring if this particular specialist was an example by appearance. And yet, fast forward to currently now, when I understand how imperative, especially in the times that we're in right now, that we are examples of what it is that Jesus wants us to be as Christians, first and foremost, and then secondly, as leaders, I understand by the word of God that it is actually critical. It is actually a command that we lead by example. And I was reminded this morning of a prayer that I pray most often for almost, I say that with great soberness. I would say at least two or three times a week, I pray this for all leaders all over the world. And it's 1 Timothy 2, 1, I think I'm going to do 1 through 2, we'll see. And I'm going to do, let's do New King James Version. 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. I'm going to read that second one again. For kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. My prayer lately has been, Father, I ask that you cause each of us that are in roles of authority, another word for leader, whether you're an entrepreneur, a minister, any role of leadership, a parent. Simply put, a leader is someone who makes decisions and their decisions have an impact and the ability to influence someone else's life and the decisions that they make. My prayer has been, Father, may the soberness come upon us as we go about our day making decisions ourselves, that we recognize that the decisions that we are making have a direct impact and potentially influence others that are under our leadership to either experience peace or the opposite of peace. If only we as leaders throughout the world, those of us who have been positioned by God in some role of leadership, if we would live in that soberness, I wonder how our decisions would be impacted. I wonder, because here's another part of the prayer that I pray. Father, may all leaders throughout the world, saved or unsaved, be led by your Holy Spirit. For those who are not born again, who do not know you through Jesus Christ, may there be someone in their sphere that is directly connected to them, that is led by your Holy Spirit. May that person be in the room with them so that they can still be led by your Spirit, because it is your desire that we have peace. That is my prayer. So why am I saying all of that? That's my prayer for you as a leader, that you understand that there is a soberness to live in of every decision that you and I make as a leader. We are directly impacting someone, and we are either leading in a way of peace or we are not leading in a way of peace. There is no in between. Either there's great peace or there's turmoil. I know that's sobering. Good. It is so imperative that we recognize great leaders do lead themselves first. And so what is it that is in our lives that God has his thumb on? I can tell you that for me, it is truly about being led by his Spirit and partnering with him in everything. That we could be like Enoch. That we could walk with God in the cool of the day, meaning every single step we take, we are so cognizant of his presence, and that we are so in relationship, communication, thank you, Lord, there it is, communication with him, that as we are going about our day, we are so there with him that it's not hard to detect where he's leading us or what he's saying to us, that it just becomes a rhythm of life. That's where God has me. And it's really cool right now at this, in this chapter of my life, because big decisions are being made. And in these big decisions, I could default to fear. And yet, because of the rhythm to spend time with him, to be quiet before him, let him unveil to me some mindsets and ways of thinking that have been shaped by our culture, that have been shaped by my upbringing, that have been shaped by my life as a whole, that do not line up with his word. And in that place of tension, where it is uncomfortable to realize, doggone it, there is another area, God, where I need to shift how I see things and how I do things. And it is impacting my life as well as those that are around me, that you have trusted me to be a person of influence for. Lord, I'm so sorry. That is the most beautiful place to be with God, is where that revelation comes. Because when that revelation comes, there is a grace that comes upon us to be able to rise above that. There are several areas in my life where God is doing that. And it's really cool to me that where my mind wants to believe, there's no way I can do all these things simultaneously. I'm only one person. I'm thankful that I have learned to get out of my head and go into my heart and just get quiet and just say, Holy Spirit, what do you have to say here? So let's just talk about some of the things, or I will talk about some of the things that I have going on. Okay, so right now, as you all know, in listening to the podcast, I am in school. And so that's one thing, and it's interesting. It's been really cool. It's been very enlightening. Talk about shifting mindsets. My God. I also have been in a journey of overcoming being overweight, and hallelujah, we've got movement. Thank you, Jesus. I am also married, y'all. That's a full-time thing. Come on now. I am also engaged in community. I love pickleball. There are so many things that are going on simultaneously. And if I will allow it, there's another thing that's on the horizon that I'm just holding back a little bit to share about, and I'm sure it'll be coming within the next month or so, and then I'll be able to share, which is a huge, huge, huge shift right now in my life. And you know what's so cool? As I sit before God, as I lead Courtney first to the presence of God, I am equipped. I am empowered. I am enabled to do all these things simultaneously. And I can do it in peace. Now let's talk about the natural side of it, because that sounds so lofty and so spiritual and so, man, what a great woman of power. I get that. So let me talk about the natural side. Yes, I still have the temptation for the thoughts that come and say, who do you think you are? Right? Imposter syndrome tries to knock at your door and says, you can't do that. Who says? Because the last time I read the word, it says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I have been made to overcome, right? I am equal to and ready for all that is required of me through Christ Jesus. What do I do when those thoughts come? What do I do when my body says, I quit, I don't want to move right now? What do I do in those things? Okay, well, let's just talk about the mindset first. Mindset, what I will do is say stop to all those thoughts, because I know those thoughts are not mine. I know they are lower thoughts. And so those thoughts are from the enemy. And so I'll say stop in the name and authority of Jesus Christ. And then I'll worship. I'll sing to God, to get my focus where it needs to be and to silence the voices that are against me. And then I'll reach for the higher thoughts called the Word of God. And I'll speak those words over those words that were just spoken to me. And then I will move. Now, when my body is giving me signals that it's done, that it needs rest, I honor that. When I am challenged to make poor decisions when it comes to eating something, I'm asking, Holy Spirit, help me. And then there are times I give myself the quote unquote treat. This is leading self first, right? So in that's just personal, which is so imperative, because how we lead ourselves personally. There it is. Here's the thought. where no one else is looking and no one else is around, how well are you leading yourself? Because see, how you lead yourself in quiet is how you'll lead yourself in the open and how you'll lead others in the open. So you get to choose. I get to choose. How am I going to lead myself when no one else is looking? Am I going to open my Bible and just look at it and see that it's just good words and that's it? Or am I going to read the word and let it penetrate my heart, sit quiet before God, and receive that exchange, his presence, and then engage him and ask him to be a part of my life so that it reflects before others? I get to choose. You get to choose. You know, there's this thing about narcissism that's been going on and on and on and around the world. And it seems to be at an all-time high. And yesterday, as I was studying the word, I thought, Lord, you know, actually, that's somewhat prophetic as far as narcissism. Because narcissism, when we hear it, it really is basically a person who is just a lover of themselves and everything is about them. And I, as I was, you're hearing paper, that's me flipping through some pages because I want to share with you what is very, very interesting, if I can find it. Here we go. When we look at the word in Romans, it says, professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. That's Romans 1, 22 and 23. You know, nowadays, people don't worship four-footed animals, birds, and creeping things. Really, what is a dominant form of worship is the worship of self, corruptible man. And I shudder to think that as a society, as a whole, we have reduced God to our own image. And in doing that, we are deceived. And when we are deceived in that way, we lead ourselves into this self-worship. And unfortunately, we can do that unknowingly because it's a slow fade. And I'd like to challenge us. Are we susceptible to that? Have we positioned ourselves to be that person where we have reduced God to our own image of what we think he is because we have not spent time in his presence to encounter his person? My goodness. Let's lead ourselves to the one who is so ready and wanting to show us what he has for us as leaders so that we can lead others into the way of peace. Until next time, friend. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of Unhindered Woman. My hope is that you feel seen, known, and loved by God. This podcast is here to serve and inspire you. To explore more on how to work with me, find out what I'm up to, and where you can find me on social media, head on over to www.courtneybrowning.com. And by the way, there's no you in my first name. I'd love and appreciate it if you give me a quick review in this app that you're listening in through. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already. Talk with you soon, and bye-bye for now.